when Gabo did an interview back, I think it was sometime in October. I'm not sure the exact date, but he did an interview with you. And since that interview, the administration, Mississippi Department of Correction, with the assistance of the governor, Tate Reeves, and so far, has been collectively punishing him because they placed him in solitary confinement without an isolation of a steel door since then, right? To where they've taken all of his writing materials, reading materials, and everything to where he's not able to mail anything out. He's not able to make telephone calls to families, attorneys, or whatever, you know. And he's trying to find some kind of civil attorney, some kind of help to where he can prevent these people from doing this to him, because so far he's been in his isolation room for pretty much a month now, or a little over a month, you know. And it's just wrong, you know. And he doesn't have any other recourse, because the lawyer that he has hasn't reached out to him as far as what he should be doing about this situation here. You know, he wasn't even able to go to that oral argument hearing that he had set for the 14th of this month, which they had granted. And then 2-3 days before then, they denied him actually being there or even being a part of that oral argument, where he's the one that filed pro se on the documents to get this argument, you understand? So he asked me to pass along that message to you, to your listeners, to see if he can find some help with this situation here, you know, because so far he's not getting it. He hasn't found it. And like I say, he's not able to communicate with the outside right now, you know?
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.